China and the U.S. appear ready to roll back tariffs, with the U.S. dropping its 10% fentanyl tariff while China cuts 10% on American grain imports, a move that market analyst Don Rees of U.S. Commodities calls a real demand boost. Back in May, the White House said China committed to buying at least $17 billion in U.S. farm products every year through 2028. Rees says this progress opens a quicker path for China to buy its paraded 17 million metric tons of corn by year's end and in the years ahead, making American grain more competitive. Recent Chinese purchases are already helping prop up corn and soybean prices, so this fall in trade tensions could mean stronger markets right when you need them. Trade progress with China offers hope for U.S. corn. Soybean markets, a market analyst is encouraged by recent steps by the U.S. and China to ease trade tensions. U.S. Commodities President Don Rees says both countries seem ready to roll back tariffs. The U.S. is looking to take off the 10% tariffs against fentanyl with China. At the same time, China is looking at a reciprocal reduction of 10% on U.S. grain imports. So the bottom line, I think it's a demand boost. In May, the White House announced China had committed to purchase at least $17 billion annually in U.S. agricultural products through 2028. I think what it opens up is a quicker path towards starting to make us more competitive. A quicker path towards China buying that prorated 17 million metric tons of corn by the end of the year and the next few years going forward. He says recent Chinese purchases are helping support U.S. corn and soybean prices.